It was Florida Orchestra guest conductor Tito Munoz who suggested the orchestra close out its season with Igor Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring. Stravinsky wrote it 100 years ago, and former Tampa Tribune music critic Kurt Loft says it's an essential work.
There are watershed, avatar, pivotal pieces of music in our history that have, you know, shaken all of the fruit out of the tree. And you can say, well, why are they important? They're important because they last. They have staying power.
These days, it's a scandal if someone crinkles a candy wrapper during a performance or leaves their cell phone ringer turned on. But the story for the premiere of The Rite of Spring in 1913 was the riot that broke out in the audience. It was a program of Stravinsky's music with a ballet choreographed by Vaclav Nijinsky. But Loft says it was the visuals that incited the crowd, not the music alone.
Because at the time in Paris in 1913, ballet was a very conservative art form, and the choreography and the costuming, in addition to Stravinsky's music, was really what shocked. It was just such a different visual form. But let's face it, everything changed after the Rite of Spring. The way rhythms were treated. I think that you could even trace a lot of rock and roll in some ways to Stravinsky because of the way he treated rhythm is probably such an organic force in music.
Those rhythms were a musical tractor beam for a young Anthony Georgeson. He grew up surrounded by his dad's music. Now he's the Florida Orchestra's principal bassoonist.
I loved the way it sounded. My dad was a music director of the high school band. And so I was always kind of surrounded with this, and he sat me down and said, we're going to watch Fantasia. And I was just amazed at the first sound of that bassoon. But the special rhythms must have not seemed crazy to a kid. You know, I didn't know that it was so dissonant as a kid. I just thought it was really cool. And so I was hooked.
You know, it was interesting hearing Anthony talk about his experience as a young person, hearing the piece.
That's Robert Smith, principal trumpet of the Florida Orchestra.
I was in high school, and I might have been 15. And immediately, I was drawn to the piece just because, for one thing, as a musician, I heard these relationships, and I understood them. And it was almost like Stravinsky was getting into my head, and I dug what he was saying to me.
Some art critics say Stravinsky's landmark work may have altered the way we define beauty. Robert Smith agrees.
The extremes of musical expression were pushed beyond their previous limits in the writing and performance of this piece. So all the instruments virtually in the orchestra, everybody's playing softer and louder and shorter and longer and more lyrical and more aggressive in one piece of music than we've ever heard before.
This weekend, when the Florida Orchestra performs The Rite of Spring, the first sound the audience will hear is the voice of Anthony Georgeson's bassoon. Cutting through the air like a blade of grass breaking through the sodden ground after winter. Susan Giles-Wentuck, WUSF 89.7 News.